a while back, Dick Barry and I agreed that what really matters is what you like, not what you are like. Books, records, films, these things matter. Call me shallow. It's the fucking truth. And by this measure, I was having one of the best dates of my life.
You love that show?
Yes!
Starring, who's starring in Prisoner?
McGoohan!
You're McGoohan.
That's right. So... yeah, that's actually an excerpt from when me and John Cusack went on a date. I'm Margot. This is Movie Maidens. I'm joined by
Dorsa
and Morgan.
And you might have seen the movie which that clip comes from. Is it true? This is something we will be discussing. It is from High Fidelity. And this week, as you may have guessed, is Male Manipulators in Film.
Ooh. Ooh,
spooky topic, I know. but I think that Rob Gordon from High Fidelity is like the peak male manipulator in film. Like,
for sure.
Not necessarily like, it's not a male manipulator film,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of is. Like, if a guy was like, my favorite film is High Fidelity, I'd be like, ooh, get away from me.
Yeah.
You have great taste. Like, I'd love to talk records with you, but like, get the fuck away from me. So yeah, that's a little...
wow.
Little brief intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to start off, do you guys have any like people you've been manipulated by in film? Like maybe you're like, this is like a bad guy or like a bad like woman in a movie. Well, women, it's more sympathetic because we're all women.
Yeah. So if it's a female manipulator, I'm like, no, but she's valid though.
Yeah.
A lot of times. If I fall for that, I'm like, you got me.
Literally. But I thought that playing that clip of Rob Gordon would be good because, as Morgan knows very, very well, we rewatched the movie. And I was like, oh, I love this movie.
Same.
It's such a fantastic film. Yeah, we both Literally. Loved it. And we were like,
ooh.
God, he sucks.
God, he fucking sucks. But I was still like, in the beginning, like the first half of the film, I was like, he's not that bad.
No, yeah.
He's not that bad.
But that's because the film like purposely hides information from you and like mm-hmm. doesn't really reveal that
just
he's
like
a bad
in a
guy
real
and that he's cheating on his like girlfriend mm-hmm. until like he just all of a sudden tells you and then you're like, what the fuck? What yeah. do you mean you're cheating on your girlfriend?
It's just like a real male manipulator. It's like having a real male manipulator be with you.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
I've had matcha drinking ex-boyfriends. I know a thing or two about this this topic. So, yeah. So have you guys been manipulated by any men in movies? I know Rob Gordon manipulated me.
Yeah. The guy in 500 Days of Summer.
Tom.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. But I remember like watching it and being like just really wanting them to get together and not really understanding why like Zooey Deschanel's character was like resisting to that. But as I've aged, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And everything like, yeah, no, just me at like 14 was like, what the hell?
They belong together.
Yeah. And there's like a flash mob. But have you guys seen this?
Yes,
I have not.
Okay, the flash mob part of the film. So I really like musicals, and I really love song and dance. So when he broke out into song and dance, like with choreographed like people around him, I was like, this movie's awesome, and he is a good guy. So then, kind of like when that wasn't the case, I was like, nah, but he song and
Come
dance
on.
Though. So no. I think that's why part of the reason why
gotta
I was
be whimsical
manipulated
to
no,
be able
right?
to have that song and dance around you.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah, but no, he like they just should not have been in a relationship. Should not have put so much pressure on it.
But also, and I feel like we'll probably talk about this a little bit more later too. Like, I really feel with that film that she lays down her boundaries.
She does.
Immediately. She's like, I'm not looking for anything serious. Like, she's not really, like, she kind of is, like, I don't want to hurt you. But she's, like, I'm really not looking for anything serious. Like, I really don't think this is going to work out. And he's, like, no, this is serious. No, we're going to be together.
Yeah.
And then he's hurt when, in her next relationship, she's serious. But, like, clearly, she didn't take him seriously, like, from the beginning and was upfront with that.
Which is so annoying because, like, that's happened to me before where I've just laid down, like, so clearly, like, what I want or like my intentions with something, and then the other person just like doesn't like either respect that or doesn't believe me even in a way, and I'm just kind of like I relate to her now.
No, Summer is not the villain.
Yeah,
pro Summer podcast, you guys heard it here first.
I'm gonna say the first time that I watched Scary Movie,
that's real,
I was in the ninth grade. I didn't see Doofy coming, guys. Doofy reveal, I didn't see that coming because I had not seen The Usual Suspects. I had not heard of The Usual Suspects. I was like, what the freaking heck?
Same.
Doofy? And I was like, wait, why he kind of cute though?
That's his, real.
Like, typical like 14-year-old girl reaction to it. And you know what? He freaking was a manipulator because he was freaking all... Matthew Gray Goobler is in freaking 500 Days of Summer.
Yes, yeah. Freaking... he is. He's his friend at the card making.
Yeah, the greeting card office.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
When I first watched Scary Movie, it was before I watched Scream and The Usual Suspects, mm-hmm. and I was watching it, and then not too long after, I watched Scream, and so because they're such similar films, I was expecting the ending of Scream to be the same as Scary Movie. Why would I think that? I don't know.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Anyway, so I was literally like the whole time I'm like, I didn't really suspect like the two guys who actually were Ghostface because I was like, no, it's Doofy.
It's Doofy, bro.
It was not Doofy. I was lied to by a parody movie. Yeah, so I guess I was also, but like that was more just because of the influence of Scary Movie.
Mm-hmm. I had to mm-hmm. look this up on my letterbox, but I actually had seen The Usual Suspects the same year that I saw Scary Movie for the first time.
Wow, that must have been a treat.
It was a treat because at the end I was like, oh, he's like Kaiser Soze. Like, it's like The Usual Suspects. That's funny. But I also had, Yeah, I was also like, why Doofy kind of fine, though?
No, he is. No, and he's also fine in both Scream and Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Like at there the end go. Of Scary Movie, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Doofy.
Sorry. Don't like a man who's got snot all the time, you know?
Yeah, bro. Well, didn't he also, like, poop his pants or something like that one part of the movie?
Yeah. That's actually why I hate... Have I told you about this? Why I hate the second Scary Movie?
No.
I think so.
So you know the guy from Schitt's Creek, the older guy? Well, he's like in it, like he's like one of the main characters in it. And I guess they're doing like a bunch of like parodies from different horror movies in this one. But number one, no one fucking dies in this movie.
What?
And I was so annoyed. Like genuinely, I just got to the point of such annoyance that no one was dying because I was like, it's a stupid parody scary movie. People should be dying.
Yeah.
I was like, there should be horrible, silly deaths with like lots of fake blood. I was like, what's going on? Anyways, and then so he wasn't dying, like no one was dying, and then he, the guy from Schitt's Creek, had this horrible, like disfigured, disgusting finger.
Oh yes.
And I was like, that's disgusting. So it was the mix of me being like grossed out by anything gross. And then also no one dying just made me pissed off at this film. So like I refused to rewatch it.
I hated the first Scary Movie, so that's how I feel about it.
What? The first one's the best one.
What? I love what? The first one.
Scary one's the best. Movie. Dude, the part with the freaking the weed whackers. Like,
that one's so good. Bush. Yeah, that's funny.
I think I watched it at I am still very woke. This is disclaimer, but I watched it like at the like peak of like
You're in high school.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. It was 2021.
Oh, okay. So, I understand.
Yeah, I watched it and I was like, I don't rock with this. I still don't really love it. I'm not a big fan of anyone pretending to be disabled, ever.
That's fair. Fair. That is totally fair.
I don't find it funny.
I mean, part of me and the peak of my wokeness, I was just at my friend's this past weekend, and I was talking to them, and they're like, oh, do you want to get Chick-fil-A? And I was like, oh, I've actually never had Chick-fil-A. And they were both like, what do you mean you've never had Chick-fil-A? And I'm like, well, when I was younger, I was not supporting them because they're homophobic.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I'm just not rocking with that. And then I just never had them. And we don't have a Chick-fil-A here in Waterloo. So
yeah,
never had the chance. And also, I don't care. I don't care. So
yeah. Chick-fil-A's mid. I had it once.
Yeah. And they were both like so shocked. They were like, oh, what the hell? And then it was like on Sunday. So yesterday. It was yesterday. And they were like, oh, we could get Chick-fil-A. We could get Chick-fil-A. And then I was like, it's closed, bro. It's a Sunday. And they're like, what do you mean? They do that whole like religious thing that seriously? I'm like, yes bro. Yes, they're homophobic. Bro.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean?
Literally, bruh.
So
it's their day of rest.
I relate to the woke agenda.
Yes.
Yes.
And Dorset doesn't.
Yeah. I'm a self-hating immigrant, actually. So I don't claim this woke energy you guys are kind
well,
of
well, male manipulators would love that, and they'd love to use that against you.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, I have a token. But hey, I know a Persian girl, and she's fine with it.
That's true.
Sure.
They would find you, like, exotic.
Okay. Oh, don't. No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Actually triggered me. No.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, you know who would say that? Actually, a lot of people on this list. I have a little short list here of male and female manipulators that I've pointed out. I'm trying to avoid, like a lot of the male manipulator stuff, it's like they're manipulating them into thinking they're normal. Like, it's like the chick from, like, Gone Girl, yeah. Like Patrick yeah. Bateman. But, like, people like Patrick Bateman, like, who are you really fooling? No one. And no one thinks he's not an actual
yeah,
male
no one,
manipulator.
No one takes him seriously either.
So, you know, who would say that? Scott Pilgrim, probably.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have a...
Well, so you're like dating
so you're
knives.
Like, so you're like a cat. Like a Persian... So you're Persian, so you're like a cat. A
little meow, meow.
What, so like I should get you like rugs and stuff?
Literally. Scott Pilgrim, I actually rewatched part of Scott Pilgrim this weekend. Wow. So it's kind of semi-fresh in my mind. I used to love Scott Pilgrim very much, and I've read all the comics. I love the comics.
Comics are great.
My cousin has a signed copy of the comics, actually, from when they were originally being printed, and he met the illustrator.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was, like, big into the 2010s and, like, 2000s Canadian indie scene. Like, he mailed me Rookie Magazine print copies when they... were still being made. Now Rookie Magazine's totally defunct and everything. Some like indie ass chick that's like our age is like gonna be like, no fucking way, you got fucking indie fucking Rookie printouts in the 2010s. Yes, I did. They are my holy grail.
That's like peak Tumblr, like
this is like
blog material.
Yeah, niche upon niche. But I rewatched a little bit of Scott Pilgrim this weekend, and low key, Scott made my skin crawl more than ever, and I think it's because he reminds me really deeply of my ex-boyfriend.
Ooh.
Just the whole thing. So this is, I'm gonna break down some male manipulation for everyone here. I think that Scott's number one thing of manipulation is his thing of going, me?
Huh?
Well, huh?
What?
I couldn't do that because I'm like such a nice guy.
I'm just a loser.
I'm just a loser. No one likes me. So well, I couldn't do anything.
Monkey.
Oh, left. I'm alone. No one care
I'm
me.
I'm alone. No one care me. Oh, I care you, monkey.
Literally. So getting but not, but a girl evil. To go, oh, I care you, monkey, is the...
This is giving like pick me boy.
It is pick me boy. Scott Pilgrim is a pick me boy.
He's a pick me loser boy. He's like, well, I'm not evil like the rest of those big hunky freaking jock guys.
Exactly.
I'm just a nerdy loser.
Exactly.
Take a chance on me.
There's like a great scene at the party when he's like meeting Ramona. He meets her. She's not impressed by him. He starts asking everyone at the party about her. They're like, she's so cool. And Julie, his friend, is like, Scott, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I tell you not to go out with this girl, and you specifically try to go out with her. And she's like, your wannabe lady killer ass needs to stay away from her. And he's like, what? I'm not a lady killer. And she's like, what about this person? What about that person? He's like, well, that was a one-off. Well, that was a one-off. Well, that was a specific situation.
Yeah, it's like wanting to stay in that poor me mindset of exactly. Like, I get no game.
Yeah, and he's dated so many women. He's hurt so many women, like to the point where, like, honestly, it haunts him in like the comics more so than the movies, mm-hmm. as much as it does Ramona. And I think that Scott Pilgrim in the comics is more cathartic because they don't end up together in the end. And she low-key manipulates him. He gets manipulated for the first
time.
There
you go.
So the player gets played.
Taste Which, like, low-key, they did set up in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, with her whole personality, I was like, yeah, like, she's definitely going to, like, use him and, you
throw
know.
Him away.
Yeah, but, like, then they got together.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Ramona is, like, a much better person in the movie, too. In the comics, like, it's very, very explicit that, like, she's cheated on every single one of her seven evil exes, like, with each other.
Damn, so she's the true evil ex.
She is. she cheated on dated the Katayanagi twins at the same time in the comics, the twin brothers. She dated twin brothers at the same time and cheated on them with each other.
That's like
low-key skill.
That's low-key some like Vampire Diaries shit, but like not twins. Mm-hmm. Catherine moment.
Literally.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
In this is not a real fun fact. This is just a Morgan observation.
Yes, please.
So in Scott Pilgrim, you know the like his house? Like the wall, you know? Like picture the door.
Yeah. The door with the walls on
the side of it. Okay, so I just watched The Running Man, like with Glenn Powell, like same director as Scott Pilgrim, right?
Oh yeah.
And there's a door that looks identical to that door that he has to go through. So I checked if it's filmed in Toronto. It's not. Wow. It's not the same location at all. But now I'm wondering if he threw it in as like an Easter egg to be like,
probably.
Look.
Edgar Wright loves Easter eggs.
Right? That's what I was thinking. And I was like, it's right. Like Edgar Wright would do that. And I was like, maybe he just threw it in for like all the people that were like OGs and were there since Scott Pilgrim. I don't know if that's
like the Cornetto trilogy. OGs.
Or maybe it's just so like he has such like a visual style that he sees that he's like, well, it has to look like this.
Yeah. No, but I was really into it.
I'm honestly, I think that your observation could be true because like with the Cornetto trilogy, there's a Cornetto in all three of his films with Simon Pegg and
he does well references.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
So I feel even like it might have been
eggs. Yeah.
Even in the Scott Pilgrim TV show, he's got like that comedy duo Simon Pegg and I'm so sorry, I always forget the other guy's name.
That's okay.
I love him too.
I don't know his name either, but I don't know people's names.
Yeah. That's okay though.
Yeah.
There you go.
But so that was fun. And I also liked Running Man. Not that they're male manipulators in that. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fun, which is controversial. Apparently people don't like it.
I wanna see it, honestly. It's not something that I'm like really excited to go see in theaters. I'm like, I'll wait for it to come on streaming.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm a Glenn Powell head.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy Glenn Powell.
You guys are Glenn Powell heads.
Yeah, I'm less so than Morgan, I feel. Yep. But I was influenced by you.
Yeah, but I've been into Glenn Powell like for a while.
Yeah, for longer than me.
Yeah, so I don't know. I like him. So then I was like, oh, I'll see it because my friends wanted to see it. I really wanted to see Now You See Me, so we saw both naturally.
Oh, I still need to see the newest. Nice. Honestly, I just haven't seen much with.
I've seen Glenn so many Powell of these movies.
Like I've seen The Dark Knight Rises, but like he's
I haven't seen that.
Number one. I've seen Hidden Figures.
I haven't seen that many of his movies either. I've seen Hidden Figures and Twisters. That's it.
Wow. I've seen a bunch.
I've seen Hidden Figures and Dark Knight Rises.
Glenn Powell fan. That makes sense.
Yeah, but it was kind of like an accidental like fondness. Like I just watched a bunch of movies and I was like, wait, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And then I saw Set It Up and was like,
I like the jokes about him looking like a capybara.
Yeah.
Why?
Or like a dolphin come to life.
Yeah, like a really happy dolphin.
I enjoy those too. That's really funny. Anyways, that was a side tangent. Sorry.
That's fine. No need to say sorry.
Well, guys, I'm going to bring up this movie once again. Rap World. I'm talking about Matt Lohan from Toby Hanna freaking Pennsylvania. He's kind of a male manipulator because like he's spending this whole time making this album, but like he's lying about like he's like, no, we're gonna like he's clearly putting it off, and then he's like, no, we're literally making the album. And it's like they're going to a freaking party and like he's trying to like manipulate. He's like, it's like you're heaven and I'm hell and our children are the earth. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like he's like so desperate to like get her back, but also be like I'm strong and I'm doing my shit. And honestly, all of them are kind of. Male manipulators, even like Jason Rice's character that I'm forgetting the name of right now when he's talking about Kira and he's like,
I was gonna say, but isn't Kira a manipulator though?
Oh, she's honestly, she's probably not a great person, but also, fuck, what's his name? I can only think
isn't
of Jason
it like
Rice.
Riley?
Eric. No, sorry. His name is Jason Rice. The actor is Eric Rahill. My bad. I got it mixed up. Jason, like, he definitely was, like, reading way too much into their relationship.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But isn't, like, everyone in rap world, like, kind of the worst?
Yeah.
Like, they all kind of suck, and they're all just surrounded by each other. That kind of
like
suck.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. That seems more just, like, shitty people with shitty people, and less so, like, a manipulator manipulating, you know?
True.
Yeah, I guess in some ways you're right.
Yeah, because like they like all are bad in that.
Yeah, but I more meant just between Matt and what's her freaking name? I always forget.
His like ex-wife or whatever. You're gaming too much.
All of a sudden I don't think you know how to take a shower properly.
You're gaming too much.
my gosh.
Which actually low-key brings me to what I think is one of the second pillars of the male manipulator, Kelsey. Along with who, me, is inability to take care of yourself properly.
You need like a mommy.
You need a mommy. That's why you manipulate.
Because you want to keep the mommy.
Mm-hmm. That's.
But you don't want to grow and better yourself.
I think that's true for a lot of male manipulator characters, but not necessarily all of them.
But I think it's like a big indicator.
Because like I'm thinking of just like Patrick Bateman. Like he's like a pretty, he takes care of himself like to a concerning degree.
I don't see him as much as a male manipulator because his goal isn't to get with a woman. Like I'm talking about the like macho, like performative male, like
yeah,
male manipulator.
Like Patrick Bateman's.
He's because
like,
I was just thinking he is a manipulator is to kill people. Like he's manipulating people into situations.
That's
where he
more
can
of
kill
a
them.
Male manipulator film, as in a male manipulator likes
would
that
watch
movie.
That film mm-hmm. and idolize that character.
Yeah, because he would want to emulate that, and then through trying to emulate it, he would then start to manipulate.
Or he would be like, "Oh, cool girls like this movie." But not understand the
that it's like satirical,
the satire of it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. What about? Would you guys say the guy from Cat People, the original one, is a male manipulator?
Yeah, I actually would,
because he's like, no, there's nothing wrong with you, and there's something wrong with you, and then he's like having an affair with
the
woman at work.
He takes the first opportunity to cheat on her when he starts dating this like immigrant woman, and like. Disconnects her from her culture and like starts controlling her, and then when she doesn't quite want to like act the way that he wants her to, he starts cheating on her. Yes, I would say.
Yeah.
That actually like I've like seen that happen to like friends.
Yeah.
What you just described.
No, it's actually scary. Guys, take them as cautionary tales, you know.
Yes.
No
yeah, if
characters.
What we're saying is hitting too close to home, please reflect.
If you are at any point doubting your partner, or if you're looking up signs that like someone is abusive.
Yeah.
Let's say
get out
because
tell a trusted friend what's going on.
Yeah,
that's literally something I did, and I was like,
or you could email us.
Yeah, email us, tell us about it, and we'll be like, I'm so sorry this has happened to low-key all of us.
Yeah,
yeah,
all of us have been manipulated before.
Yeah,
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, watch out, and if someone low-key, even if someone like ironically is like, he's so me about like Patrick Bateman or
yeah,
someone
that's
else
weird.
The thing is, I understand, like, honestly, Loki, unless it's a girl saying it, because usually like that comes with like a layer of understood irony, mm-hmm. just of like, why would you
because,
be
like,
idolizing
womanhood and stuff.
Exactly, why would you be idolizing the oppressor, like, just because we're talking about male manipulators. Okay guys, don't get your freaking panties in a freaking bunch. Not all males. I know guys, we're talking about the manipulators, okay? So don't get offended. If you're getting offended, that's your
keep yourself
problem.
In check if you're getting offended.
Yeah.
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 Think about why.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you going, what? Me? Oh, I can't be a male manipulator right now.
This podcast about women talking about movies has gone too feminist for my liking.
Or if you're like, oh, well, you guys are talking really aggressively right now, so I'm just going to tune you out.
Go away. Even if it's
yourself.
Dipped in 8 million layers of irony. Just be like dokes and always keep one eye open.
Yeah, on
for
yourself.
People being like, this is literally me at all those manipulator characters. It's like, what is it about those figures that you're idolizing? What is it? Is it the power that they have over the people in their lives? The faux power, the you know, what is it? You know, just think and reflect. You know, we like to think and reflect here at the Movie Maidens podcast.
Literally.
That we do.
And you know, it's November right now as we're recording. This comes out a week after we record, so it's a little bit later. You know, the big man in the red suit is coming. Christmas.
Are you going to be freaking marked as naughty or nice, bro?
Are you? And, you know, you might be sitting there. You might be going, well, I just watched that Movie Maidens podcast. That's totally not me. That can't be me because I'm a sweet person. You sit down, you get a mug of hot cocoa, you start watching a holiday movie, bam. You know what genre is rife with male manipulators? Holiday films.
That's
was thinking
true.
Of this.
Ebenezer Scrooge, OG male manipulator.
Actually, yes. No, actually, yes, he does manipulate.
No, he literally does.
Yeah,
he literally does. And he's like manipulating everyone like into like being okay with him like hoarding his wealth.
Yeah,
too.
He's like, oh, you're going to help the fucking poor? I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
But like, you should marry me. You should marry me because I have money. She's like, I don't care about that. I care about helping people.
He's like, but I have money.
But I have money.
That's low-key Patrick
money,
Bateman.
Money, money, money,
yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't. He's so asexual, Loki.
No, he is.
Patrick Bateman.
Yeah. He's so like into just like himself.
Yeah. Yeah. But also looking not himself. Yeah, exactly. The absence of self.
Yeah. The what he could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. The project his projected self.
But yeah. I'm actually Challenger style, which we will talk about later.
Yo.
Volleying the proverbial or metaphorical tennis ball into your court, Morgan, because I thought that we could maybe talk a little bit about the holiday, because Iris is being male manipulated.
Oh my god, yes.
In the holiday. Yeah, that's horrible. Whole arc.
He's literally like engaged to another woman, but he's like, wait, don't go.
Literally.
Why don't leave? Like, I bought you this book or whatever. Mm-hmm.
You do such a great job at work.
What am I gonna do without you? I don't know, be with your fiance?
Literally, who you didn't he like want to get with her and then he was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
And got with the other girl.
Yeah, literally.
And then Jack Black's also being manipulated. He's being female manipulated.
Yeah. Whoa. Because she's also cheating on him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's why they find each other.
Literally. And they're both so sweet.
They're so sweet.
I love them.
Yeah. Actually, everyone got fucking cheated on in that movie. Except for Jude Law, whose wife died.
Yeah. Low key, Rip. Jude Law, this is a controversial take, I think Jude Law is a little bit of a male manipulator in that movie. He's like a great father and everything, but why doesn't he tell her that, you know, he has kids?
Who, him?
Oh. Well,
but he's such a great dad.
But he's such a great, I'm such a great dad. Why would I tell the woman I'm interested in that I have two lovely little girls that I'm very proud of? I'm scared that they'll get hurt by her. Like,
that's ridiculous.
What are you talking about? I don't remember what his reasoning is, but like,
that's the reason.
She thinks that like he's like cheating on her because like he's getting these calls from these random female names. Like,
yeah,
just tell her, bro. Nobody cares that you're a single dad. Women love that.
That's true.
I was literally, oh, we were literally watching Peep Show yesterday, and there was a character who was like, like he's like, oh, like what, you're going out, like what are you going out to do? And she's like, I'm going out to watch DILFs in the park.
Yeah, I'm going out to watch, I'm gonna scout DILFs at the park.
That's so
and he's
funny.
Like, oh yeah, like he thinks like she's talking about a bird, and she's like, no, dad's like the fuck.
And she's like, I love their like old running shoes and their like ugly pants
and their ugly little hats they wear, like they're so pathetic and cute. And he's like, right then. And then he like lies about having a baby.
Yeah.
Classic.
We're going to come back to Peep Show after.
Yeah.
Because I think both Mark and Jez are male manipulators. And Dorsa and I have been watching a lot of Peep Show lately. But I also wanted to talk before we move on from holiday manipulators. I wanted to talk about Harry in Love Actually, Alan Rickman's character. Who's just the worst guy.
He's the worst.
Ever.
He's like a really big reason why I really dislike that movie.
Same.
Because I really do dislike Love Actually.
I also really dislike Love Actually. I like, one of the first times I watched it, I like ugly cried alongside her. Like when he gets her blue by Joni Mitchell and she thinks it's going to be the necklace.
Actually horrific. Actually disgusting.
They
actually
have, like,
throw up in my mouth.
Two or three kids together. Literally. Like,
and she was so excited. She was like, oh my god, he got me such a beautiful gift. Wait.
Oh, actually, no. I got it for the girl I'm cheating on you with. And like, what's up with all the fat phobia in that movie?
It's because it came out in like the early 2000s.
I know, but like,
didn't it come out like in 2000 or something?
Yeah, I think it was so. 2000.
That's
yeah.
why there's so much fat phobia.
I know, but like literally like the girl that Hugh Grant is into Natalie. She's like not even.
No, she's just curvy.
She's like, I don't know. She's like not even plus size. She's just like mid size. And they're like, she's so fucking fat, guys. We need to get her out of. We need to get this fatty out of our office. And I was like, whoa.
I know. It's crazy.
They're all manipulators.
Everyone in that movie sucks. Except for like
the little
Thomas
boy.
Brody Sander.
Yeah.
Or, is that his name?
Thomas Brody Sangster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Also, he's playing like what, like a 6 year
old. He's
or
like
something.
15
he's
or
like
something.
He's like 15 or something, playing like a little aw kid and like
learning to play the drums.
So cute.
It's crazy.
Yo, he runs across the airport.
He was Paul McCartney in Nowhere Boy. Did you guys know that?
Yes. No, I didn't. I haven't seen that movie.
Bro. I know his filmography pretty well. Because he also voices Ferb in Phineas and Ferb.
Yes, he
and
does.
And he's Newt in The Maze Runner.
And he's also Newt in The Maze
And he
Runner.
Was a heartthrob during all of our teen years.
That's true.
Yeah.
And he was in he's in Queen's Gambit.
I haven't seen
that
yet.
He has facial hair. He's playing a little bit older.
Okay.
I liked Queen's Gambit. I just didn't finish it.
I need to watch it. Everyone and their mother keeps recommending it to me and being like, Margo, you'll love it.
It's good.
I do love Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. It's just fun. It's like, chess.
Literally.
That's pretty epic.
And then she when she's falling asleep, she starts to like see the chessboard and like all the different moves you can do. And I'm like, that's actually real.
That's me with Tetris, bro.
No, literally.
When you start playing too much Tetris. No, I get Tetris effect I get Tetris effect with every single game I play.
You got a block blast right now?
Yo, I can see it in my mind if I think freaking strong enough.
Bro, and Block Blast is actually killing me lately.
Yo, it's actually, guys, because I love Tetris, so this is basically like Tetris, but like less pressure because it's just you're fitting the blocks in, and I'm really good at it. Like, I'm really good at it. But I for a period of time, I had like, I was playing Minecraft so much. I think this is probably during COVID or during the summer of school or like without school. And like before I'd fall asleep, I'd hear like, like I'd hear like Minecraft like cave noises like before That's I fell awesome. Asleep
bro that was this is like embarrassing but like 2 years ago when I first played Disco Elysium and you were living with me so you know I was playing it for like hours and hours and hours at a time and I didn't even finish like I think I got to like day three like I barely made a dent in the game and I had to stop playing because when I go to sleep it'd be like oh, you're going to sleep now, letting your brain rest. And I was like, oh, stop talking to me, limbic system.
Bro, do you ever start seeing, like, game mechanics, like, in real life? Like, even with Tetris, like, I'm like, an L-shaped piece would fit perfectly between that desk and that wall.
No, I was playing, you know, the mobile game Holio?
Yes.
Or Holio, whatever.
It's like a drop tower.
You love that.
Yeah, I would play that, like, all the time, especially just, like, in class when you don't want to pay attention. Not that I would ever do that.
What?
Not at a Laureate class.
Not at a Laureate class. Different classes. Anyways, I would literally, it would got so bad that I'd be walking down the street and there'd be like several like bushes in one like planter and I'd be like, that would get you so many points. You would immediately like level up your like hole and you could be bigger and like you could like get more stuff. I could get that building soon. I would literally be walking down and be like, okay, so this is how I would do it if Waterloo was a map. And I was like, I have a problem. I need to stop playing
this
game.
That's so awesome.
No, go ahead. I play The Sims so much, as I know you guys do too.
Yes.
That I start just like anytime I see something that there is something like it in The Sims, I'm like, that's in The Sims.
Yo.
No, pieces of furniture.
Yeah.
Or clothes.
We're always
I'll see someone with leggings and I'm like, there's leggings just like that in The Sims.
No, like actually.
Mm-hmm. In the spa life pack.
I'm like, that's,
whatever.
I can we'll be I like, see you it know everywhere.
That swatch of that one item from this pack.
And we always know.
Mm-hmm. You know, male manipulators, back to it. You know who's a huge male manipulator? Don Lothario.
Oh, yo. Yes.
Of Sims fame.
Bro's two-timing a family, bro.
No, literally, Dina and Nina. Who's the other guy? Who's the other guy you were just talking about?
Thornton Wolf from The Sims 3 base
Dude,
game.
This guy literally does not disclose to his freaking wife, Morgana, actually, that he has the hates children trait until after they get married. And her lifetime aspiration is to have a family, and she has the loves children trait. And it literally is in The Sims lore. Margo was telling me about this, that she didn't know until after they got married.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It like you know how each family gets like a blurb?
Yeah.
Like that's in their blurb.
Damn.
And Margo added too that she reminded me that in The Sims 3 you can't change your aspiration.
It's not like in The Sims 4.
Like you can't as easily as you can change it any time and your progress is saved. It's not like that.
I think it's like
you need enough perk points?
Yeah, it's perk points. It's like
that makes sense.
It's somewhere from 7 to 14,000 perk points you need. So that's about, if you're playing a normal lifespan, that's like a whole life like cycle of like continuous play that you really need to get that level of points. Anyway, but it's okay because I actually saved Morgana in my most recent playthrough and now she's with my Sim Blinko normal.
So if you're playing The Sims 3 and you're looking for like an ethical way to break up a marriage,
go to the hospital, meet Morgana.
Yeah, and she's a nurse too.
Yeah, she wants to make
a
difference.
She's like a good person and he's just rich.
Yeah, one of her traits is literally good.
And he's just rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn.
And his name is, what was his name? Freaking Thornton?
Thornton Wolf.
Thornton. Not even Thornton. I think Thornton. I've heard Thornton before, but Thornton is redonkulous.
Yeah. Thornton Wolf.
Yeah, Thornton is a name, right?
Yeah, Thornton's a name, but his name is Thornton.
Yeah, like the guy in
Pokemon.
In Pokemon, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's Thornton Wolf. So Morgana is artistic, charismatic, good, workaholic, family oriented. A dream surrounded by family.
Thornton. And he's frugal, ambitious, dislikes children, commitment issues, and perfectionist. And he's a CEO of a mega corporation.
That's his lifetime wish. But he's literally, I asked him what his job was, and he's like, oh, I'm a corporate drone. So he's not even high up on the level. But they have like a mansion they live in, and it's like sad. It made me sad.
Those ugly ass outfits too.
He's ugly.
He is ugly.
He's got those ugly sideburns.
I thought that was a Bluetooth earpiece.
Bro, oh sorry, I'm getting a call. Sorry, I'm getting a call.
Yeah, sorry, I'm getting a freaking call.
Also, I thought that because I can't read, I thought that it said CEO of a MAGA corporation. And I was like, God, he sucks.
Yeah.
I was like, man, he's like actually the worst.
Had to have you some fucking shims for
Morgana's really? Low key like a like liberal girl dating okay, like go. Conservative guy.
No.
Like when you open it up, it's okay. It's okay.
You saved her.
I saved her. It's okay. Okay, but yeah, more on manipulation. And kind of in a similar vein to that, I thought we could talk a little bit about Peep Show. Because Mark and Jez and Mez are male manipulators.
I'm not a manipulator, right? I just want them to save the world how I do.
Well, I don't know if they've seen it that way. I don't know.
Right then, Jeremy.
Mark, you don't know anything about the real world.
Sound just like them, guys.
And Mark, we can switch.
We can. Right then, Mark, you think you know everything?
Well, Jeremy, come on. I can do Mark's voice just as well as I can do Jeremy's.
All right, well, I'm going to hang out with Big Sue's, right? You have a good time with Alan Johnson.
Well, she's a posher like me, so enjoy that.
Shut up, Mark.
You shut up, Jeremy. You don't pay rent. Anyway.
Well.
Dude.
We're both male manipulators.
Yeah, Mark. I mean, the thing is, like, they're male manipulators with incredible luck.
Yes.
Like, the women around them are, like, so easily manipulated.
Every time that they pull, I'm like, how? How literally. Is this happening?
No, literally.
But also, I kind of understand how they're getting it. And, like, the way that they both approach it is they're using the things that I've already spoken about, the...
Oh, me?
I'm just trying to get by, you see.
I'm just a mindless corporate drone. I'm just looking. Oh, I just happened to be this.
I was a male
nurse
for a while, but
yeah,
they didn't like my Patch like, Adams approach.
In in one of the episodes we just watched, Mark shows up to the laser quest or like laser dome that
because he's been stalking Dobby, so he knows that she's gonna be there, and then he's like.
He's like, what? I love coming here too.
Like, right, Mark, you're here.
Yeah. I love Dobby.
She's the best.
She is.
But, like, not only are they incredibly lucky, though, but the thing is, you have to consider is that in Peep Show, like, Mark and Jez, like, we get to hear their internal dialogue. And you have, like, I always forget that, like, right, other people aren't hearing that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there is a way to interpret them as, like, functioning normal people. Because like, you're not hearing, like, their innermost thoughts
but
they wouldn't admit to anyone else.
You're seeing them just, like, long pause staring, though.
Yeah. But, so that's the thing. You could just read it. They're like, oh, they're just a little awkward. And like, that's not a crime, right? But if they knew what they were thinking, they'd be like, oh, well, fuck off. Like,
I think that's like true with a lot of people, though, in real life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you're like, what? It's like in freaking Community, we're like, what? Joshua was a racist?
Yeah. Bro, we said that like four or five times last night.
What? Joshua was a racist?
That came out of nowhere.
Did it?
That
a place free from darkness. And some are, you know, natural jumpers. It's gonna be a maze.
But it's gonna be a maze always kills,
it kills
me.
You. Incredible example of the rule of three in comedy.
Yes.
Honestly, if you guys haven't seen Community,
you know
to watch
who's
it.
A fantastic male manipulator? Jeffrey Winger.
I was gonna bring him up.
Yes, he is.
He is a male manipulator, but like he eventually is like
he does
fine,
have character
become,
development.
Like an empathetic person. Because mm-hmm. like his like honestly, I don't know if I would consider he's like a type of male manipulator because he only it's not who he is at his core. It's his like defense mechanism.
Yeah, or is he true. or is he just an asshole?
The thing is, he is just an asshole, but like once he gets called an asshole enough, he's like, maybe I am an asshole, and he mm-hmm. reflects, mm-hmm. which I feel like is not common in like the male manipulator
so
archetype.
Yeah. Is there do we think discussion question mm-hmm. do we think mm-hmm. there's a difference between just an asshole and a male manipulator?
Yes.
So like, but, like, do you think, like, with Jeffrey Winger, for example, like, I would call him an asshole, not a male manipulator.
I agree.
I think he can be prone to manipulation. Like, he
but
he
that's
admits,
just traits of an asshole.
Yeah, he admits to manipulating
people to get what he wants, and he admits that
he's also
a
lawyer.
Exactly, yeah. He admits that that was like his strength as a lawyer, but he doesn't even not as a lawyer. Like, he manipulates people into like doing work for him. Like, and but he does eventually feel guilty about it. That's the thing. It's like he tries to convince himself he doesn't feel guilty about it, but at the end of the day, he does like grow to be a more empathetic and caring person and realize the value of things other than getting just what he wants, which again, I just don't think usually male manipulators have. Yes. That arc,
literally, this is mm-hmm. exactly what I was thinking to bounce off your point, because I think that the difference between Jeffrey Winger and like Mark and Jez from Peep Show, for example, is like, see, this is tough because I think one of the hallmarks of the male manipulator is you have interests, but those interests are catered so that women will like you.
Yeah.
And like, maybe you like something, but you don't bring it up to women because you don't think that they'll like it. Like, you're kind of like fabricating this image of masculinity where like, or self, where you're like pandering to the taste of the type of woman that you're trying to obtain. And Jeff doesn't do that. He's always the same with every woman.
Yes. He does have an overall fake persona though. Like, like him like drinking nice scotch. And like, he literally admits that the entire reason he became a lawyer was like the trauma of his parents getting divorced. And he realizes that like the only way you're safe in this world is if you pretend you don't care. And like, so he wanted to pick a job where like the less you care, the better you are at the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but does that make him a manipulator?
I don't think so. No, because I don't it's think not so true either. To his soul. Like,
yeah,
because at the end of the day, he pretends he doesn't care about things, but he cares about everything so intensely.
That's true.
Low-key, Jeff is a character that, like, since you guys have been showing me Community, like, I've low-key related to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, from a very young age, I realized that if I was just like, oh, I don't care, like, people wouldn't make fun of me for caring so much, because I also mm-hmm. am a person that cares really, really deeply about
that's
stuff.
Actually real, actually relatable too.
Yeah, so it's I think that the thing is that he's like almost like an inverse male manipulator, where I feel like male manipulators, they don't care and they're pretending to care, but Jeff Winger cares, but he's pretending not to care.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. In that sense, like he'll pretend to care, but that's him like doing like four layers of irony where he's like actually caring, but he's pretending not to care, but he's pretending to care, but he's not actually
and he's
care.
He's capable of being himself with his friends too.
Eventually he is, yeah. Because mm-hmm. I know what you mean, because I find Jeff relatable in the sense of him being like, I don't care, and then being, fine, okay, I do care. Are you happy now? I care so much. Like, that is, like, relatable mm-hmm. to me, of, like, not actually being able to get away with saying that you don't care.
And I relate to him in the way that, like, I, too, would get naked to play pool to beat some other fucker.
Yeah, some old guy.
Who was wanting me to wear some ugly-ass uniform.
Genuinely, I actually would do
shorts.
That.
I actually would love that uniform, though. Tiny little blue, like, Community booty shorts. little... Because he wanted to wear his, like, dumb-ass fucking leathered zip-up straight jacket with his cool fucking pants.
Yo, in a similar vein to Jeff, what do we think of, why am I blanking on his name?
What show?
It's Always Sunny.
Dennis Reynolds.
Dennis Reynolds. Why did I forget Dennis? I love Dennis.
He is number one male manipulator, but... I like him because he's such a complicated male manipulator, because like, he does have issues that like, some of them he's willing to admit, some of them he's not willing to admit. Like, I love that canonically he has bipolar disorder, but he just kind of refuses to admit it. Mm-hmm. Like, they go to some guy to get something, I forget exactly what it is, but to like get out of the situation, or like to give plausible cause as to why they're there. Like, he's like, I just started telling him how I felt, and like, and then he gave me these pills and we got out of there. And D's like, no, he's like, that's how you get out. And D's like, that's how you get diagnosed. You just got diagnosed with bipolar. And he's like, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, and he refuses to admit it. And the fact that he just has like duct tape and like rope and zip ties and like his fucking trunk. And they're like, what is this shit? Why do you have this? He's like, it's weird shit, sex shit, freaky shit. I like to bind. I like to be bound. Like, and the fact that he is fucking... He manipulates so many women into sex, but sometimes he has a conscience about them. Like, because he like, obviously has a camera in his room and records every single time that he has sex. But it's at, like, a...
What?
Yeah. And he gives them star ratings. And then Mac and Charlie and Frank watch them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like one time he was re-listening to a tape and he's like, it's like, oh, like whatever. And she's like, I'm 16. And he's like, what? And then like they don't end up doing anything. But he's like, oh, why do I still have this tape? Like, I should destroy this tape. He actually is such an awful person, but it's so funny. It's so funny because to him, like, he, it doesn't matter to him, but it does.
So different vein, but like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Barney Stinson.
Honestly, he's like if Barney Stinson actually was a psychopath.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why I bring him up because like Barney's whole like book of like plays and whatever.
His playbook.
Yeah. Why didn't I just say that? It's okay. Book of plays.
Book of plays.
Book yeah, of plays. And it's like revisiting a lot of the How I Met Your Mother stuff. It's like, oh, he was just straight up just tricking these women like through like usually through identity fraud was tricking these women into sleeping with him like under all these like a myriad of false pretenses. And it's like.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
A lot of male leads could be considered male manipulators, but also honestly, at the same even time,
Ted. I was about to say Ted sucks.
Oh, I'm just a hopeless romantic. It's like, no, you're also low-key like a bad person because
I find people like that way more egregious than like the like Jeff Winger, like Dennis Reynolds type, because that seems like for Dennis Reynolds at least, that seems to be like almost like. Like nature versus nurture. Like I feel like that's like his nature.
Yeah.
Like whereas like I feel like a lot of people like the Scott Pilgrim type, the like Tom type, the like Rob Gordon high fidelity type that we were talking about earlier is kind of like this this like almost like their masculinity has been so like tamped on by other men where they feel this need to be like, mommy, help me, mommy.
Yeah. Yeah, because Dennis Reynolds is, like, weirdly, he's, like, not concerned about being, like too feminine. Because, like, when they start a band, he's, like, I want it to be, like, glam rock, like, shit. And he's wearing his, like, fuck-ass leotard.
Like, the second episode, he's, like, boys are out tonight,
The first episode.
First episode, there you go.
First episode where, no, literally the like, bar kind of gets turned into a gay bar. And he's immediately, like, okay, well, I guess I have to be gay now. Like,
yeah.
And he also does canonically have a system that because he has a system to like seduce women called like Dennis. And it's like basically like you would like establish need, whatever. It's a whole system. And he also canonically has one that's Dennis backwards, sinned, a foolproof way to seduce a man. And they're like, why do you have that? And he's like, don't worry about it.
Ooh, so
and he also is he was willing to sleep with this tiny little Asian boy to of age. Okay. It just is how he described
I was gonna say why'd you call him a boy then?
That's how Mac describes it. Because he's like again Mac's doing jealous. Another identity fraud thing because he loves doing identity fraud. Because he's all about getting off mentally about doing that. And he's like willing to sleep with this guy like that he does not want to just to like keep going with this like identity fraud thing.
That is like Patrick Bateman though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is like Patrick Bateman.
He should have been the new Patrick Bateman. Like
Glenn Howerton.
Glenn Howerton. Yeah.
I feel like they wanted someone younger though.
I know, but he's just so good. He's Juilliard trained.
Wow.
He is.
He's a beautiful voice.
Wow.
He was great in Blackberry, Canadian movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was really
he was very bald.
Silly. Yeah,
he was
very bald. Jim Bald silly, more like.
I barely recognized him.
Yeah,
same.
If we literally have freaking Lazaritas Hall here at a Laurier, because Laurier and Waterloo used to be like the same thing, basically.
No,
they used to be like more connected as schools.
No, he's
Laurier,
just
well, yeah, he's went to Waterloo though.
I was gonna say he's just given a lot of money to a lot of different things in Waterloo.
Yeah,
he doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, but he was
That's chill of him.
He went to Waterloo, but he dropped out, I believe, to start Blackberry. Like I think he like didn't finish whatever degree he was doing at the time.
I don't remember
correctly. I might be wrong, guys. If I'm wrong,
I was just stressed about their friendship in that movie. I was actually so stressed that it hindered my enjoyment. Okay, so there it's like these two friends and they start up, you know, Blackberry, and then like you know. One of them is like money hungry. The other one's like, no, we got to be truthful to the whatever. Who cares? So then you get it. Classic tale.
Yeah.
Like The Social Network.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that either.
Oh, so good.
Okay. I know.
Anyways.
Sorry, guys.
But in it, their friendship like, I was so worried that they weren't going to be friends anymore, because to me, that was the only thing that I really cared about, because I knew that BlackBerry was no more. So I was like, okay, I know the end result of this, like, whatever. Yeah. So, but I was like, are they not going to be friends? Man. Why are they being so mean to each other? I was like, so I literally, after I watched the movie, I immediately had to look up if they were still friends. They are.
Yay!
So when you watch it, feel rest assured. Everything is okay. They were still friends after.
Dude, I felt so smart when I predicted the hostile takeoff, because I didn't know, like, the history, all the freaking specifics of BlackBerry, right? Like, I knew, like, okay, they were doing well, and then iPhone came out, and they got fucked, right? But, so, like, when I predicted, I was like, it's going to be a hostile takeover. And then literally, like, 5 seconds later, they're like, it's a hostile takeover. And I was like, I knew it!
Is it a good prediction if it was 5 seconds before they revealed it, though?
Okay, like, I'm maybe just, I'm sorry, exaggerating, I'm just fucking or, like, whatever, I'm just, but no, I'm just like, teasing. Oh, they're like, because, like, they're doing this, and then, just wait, they're buying out these things, and then, wait, they're buying out. I was like, this is a hostile takeover.
No, you're actually a genius.
See, the one thing I know, maybe.
That's, to identify that's the only thing that you know?
Yeah.
Why were you Lois for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I know. Sorry, Pina.
But if we were on a pirate ship, you'd be so useful.
Mutiny!
Mutiny!
Yeah.
You're like skulking in the like crow's nest or whatever.
Yo.
Like, you're watching everyone on the ship.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
They didn't even know I'm up there. They thought there'd
be
blanket.
A mutiny! You know, apparently, you know, like, medieval times, like the place?
Yes.
Apparently there's a pirate version of that.
Yes, I've heard of this.
And like, we should go.
We should go. Oh, we should go there and then to medieval times. And then to the Laurel and Hardy Appreciation Society.
Yes! And then it's full of old men.
And then to the TCM cruise.
Yes, the TCM cruise, bro. Laurel and Hardy Appreciation Club.
Would you guys watch it if we tried to infiltrate places like the Laurel and Hardy Appreciation Club?
Yes, Laurel
and Hardy
Appreciation Club.
No, it's going to play, though.
No, it's not. It's in Living St. Louis.
Oh. Okay, well...
Or no, it's in St. Louis.
Meet
sorry,
me in St. Louis.
Nah.
A little
Louis,
bit more
Louis.
Film humor there for you guys.
Oh, I was thinking of the song.
Oh, I was thinking of the movie with Judy Garland.
Oh,
that clang 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 with the trolley.
I have no idea, but I thought you were doing a play on Meet Me in Montauk, like from Eternal Sunshine.
Oh, but that's probably a play on Meet Me in St. Louis.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it is.
Actually, I don't know.
Who's to say?
I actually don't know.
It could be.
I feel like it's not, but it could be.
I don't know. Look it up.
What am I looking up?
Is Meet Me in Montauk? Montauk?
Yeah, from New York. Like Montauk, New York.
Oh, okay.
How do you spell Montauk, New York?
Just
M-O-N, yeah, like that.
Like Montauk, you know? You didn't want to use the AI generated response.
Fuck no, baby.
But I think we've been cracking the case a little bit on male manipulators today, because we've established that it's like a man. They're kind of like fake emasculating themselves and then getting upset when, like, maybe a woman kind of wants to be the more dominant one in the relationship.
So if you guys have friends that you're now realizing are male manipulators, put them in their place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, hey.
Loki, you be manipulating me. Loki, you're male.
Yeah. Just like alpha dog them.
What's it called when you pretend to be useless?
Weaponized incompetence.
Yes. Weaponized incompetence is a huge, huge thing in this thread that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, sorry. If you're asking your boyfriend, like, oh, hey, can you get, like, groceries on the way home? And he's like, oh, well, like, what do you want me to buy? Like, tell me individually exactly every single item you want me to buy. He's not really buying the groceries now, is he? You know, he's making you do the mental labor of thinking every single thing.
And even beyond that, if you're making something specific and you need all of the ingredients, if he gets to the store and you're like, can you get me some mouthwash, some, you know, whatever, whatever. And he's like, okay, well, I didn't have mouthwash, so I came back with Tide detergent. like you know,
it's
like
you couldn't have gone to another store. Like,
if you begin to suspect that your boyfriend is like an Uber Eats shopper.
I was about to say that. I was literally about to be like, wait, why are you describing Uber Eats?
Instacart person.
Like, oh, we didn't have dairy free mac and cheese, so we got you like
a brick.
The
So I got you all seasons tires.
So I got you lawn for
that happened to our friend. She ordered, I think, dairy free like yogurt and like Annie's mac and cheese, and they got her like the most dairy filled stuff ever. And I'm like,
bro, got how you the extra lactose?
No, literally, how is that helpful?
Bro, they like they add lactaid to the order. They're like, I paid for this myself.
I don't want you hurting.
No, see, that would mean they were competent. They don't care.
Yeah,
bro, that's true. You had a food order, bro. Person.
I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna be useless and I'm gonna order groceries because it's cold outside and snowy and I don't have boots yet for the winter season. And I ordered like, you know, like a couple of things, and I'm just gonna put this out there. I tipped well because I was like, I feel really stupid for having to order groceries and not just going to get them. And I got really normal stuff, like I got like granola bar, bread, cheese, potatoes, like really normal stuff. And the guy like gives me my order, and he's like, yeah, some of the stuff was really hard to find, by the way. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. And he's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, okay, fuck me then, I guess. I feel so fucking stupid right now because it's like, why would you say that to me? Why? You
didn't Those are not say difficult that. Things to find.
No, like, I got like the most, no, I literally
he's
got.
He's a male manipulator.
I literally got like under 10 items too.
You
like,
know, if you were a man, he wouldn't have said that.
That's actually true. No, literally. True.
He's like, probably yeah, some of this stuff was really, and I wasn't even getting like weird shit too. Like, I literally just got like normal bread, like normal cheese. Like, I wasn't even like getting like him to get me shit from like the organic section or whatever. Like, it was all like bro, like if I was in the grocery store, it would take me 10 minutes to get this stuff.
Literally,
like,
effed up. I think one final male manipulator. This time, oh, we didn't talk about challengers at all.
Oh. You know, maybe we'll do a whole
we
episode.
We should do a whole episode should, on Oh, so we have to rewatch it.
Oh, no. That soundtrack is so fire.
Thank you, Nine Inch Nails. But one more character. This is me ponging the ball into your court, Dorsa.
Oh.
Clint from Stardew Valley.
Yo, fuck Clint from Stardew Valley. Because the fact that he is not young enough to be an eligible bachelor for your character to date, but he has a thing for Emily, who is an eligible bachelor that's young enough for you to date. Gives me the creeps, man.
Mm-hmm.
The like, fact why that is he too old for me, but he's not too old
and, like,
for me?
Watches her.
Yes, and then he's like, could you give this to her and tell her it's for me? No, man, fuck you.
And then she takes it and she's like, oh, yo, thank you for this awesome, thoughtful gift. I love this. And you try to say it's from Clint, and she's like, bye. And then Clint's like, I fucking hate you. Clint's
why
like,
don't you fucking tell her. Clint's it's like, stop creeping, bro.
It's like, I gathered all these rocks, bro. You didn't even get this gift.
No,
I actually did technically get this gift.
No, literally, like, he actually pisses me the fuck off. And his stupid fucking blacksmith fucking place closed at fucking 4. And it's like, I need my geodes fucking broken open, man.
Bro, he can, like, if you're a female farmer, he treats you super differently than if you're a male farmer, too. Fun fact.
Really?
Yeah, he'll, if you invite him to the movies as a male farmer and you go, he says nothing weird. But if you're a female farmer, he's like, oh, does this mean this is a date? And, like, he treats you really weird for the entire time you're at the movies.
Is there a dialogue option if you're a man to ask him if it's a date?
No.
Oh.
There should. Well, who would want to go on a date with Clint?
Yeah. All I don't know, just to make him feel
just for an achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah. All he talks about, though, is like how he hates being a blacksmith and how he doesn't want to be a blacksmith and how he's in love with Emily.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're talking about one person all the time, no matter your gender, talk about someone else.
No. Yeah. Also, he, like, I was going to say, like, I have a rebuttal to my own thing. I was going to be like, oh, he's actually low-key a character that's, like, not smart enough to be a manipulator. But, guys, that's a red flag. If some guy is like, I couldn't even freaking manipulate someone if I tried.
Run away.
I'm sending you to the freaking guillotine.
I'm sending you to the gulag.
No, right now. I couldn't even freaking manipulate someone if I tried. I don't like you.
Yeah. Real.
That's a dumb thing to say. That is a stupid, stupid, stupid thing that a dumb man would say.
Mm-hmm. Because it's incompetence. It's feigning
weaponized
incompetence.
I couldn't even do it in my chat. Oh, and now why are you trying to make me not be freaking suspicious of you now?
Mm-hmm. Literally.
I'm like dokes.
I'm just not understanding why men would not think that intelligence is, like, sexy.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you want to be intelligent?
Yeah.
Well,
I couldn't even fucking do that if I fucking tried.
This is not all men when I say this, but low-key there's been like a disturbing pattern I've noticed recently. Maybe
it's because I'm an intelligent woman, I don't know.
But like a lot of men, like I'll be like, oh yeah, like this is like, you know, like my GPA or this is my average or whatever. Like I'm upfront with the fact that like I believe that I'm intelligent, like I'm a confident person, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, okay, like Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Okay, nerd!
And then
fucking nerd.
And then they'll be like, yeah, like I'll see them again like a couple months later, like, or I'll even like see like a different person that they're hanging out with, and they're like, this is my girlfriend. She's like, ah, what color is the floor? It's like, bro, you just want a woman to teach her. Like, I feel like a lot of men want a woman to like teach and like guide them,
or to be able and to groom and mold and shape,
literally. And if they're like seeing like a girl that's like smart, this is only for the manipulators, this is not all men, guys.
This is for the evil people.
Yeah.
This is evil people only. Like, and if they are dating like a cool girl, like they just take all of her interests and then they throw her away. And then they go.
And they use those interests to attract different women.
Yeah. I've absorbed all the nutrients from you that I could.
Literally.
To the next.
Literally.
Actually ridiculous.
Guys, don't freaking fall for manipulators. And if you have in the past, it's okay. We all make mistakes.
It's difficult because sometimes what if they're really good?
They could be really freaking good at manipulating.
And you don't know.
And you don't know. Because if you did, then it wouldn't be manipulation. It's not your fault.
Literally.
This is why, if there are things in your relationship that you feel like you can't tell other people about,
that's
not
bad.
A great sign.
Red flag.
Not a great sign. You know, if you need help or think you need help, look up some resources. Talk to a trusted friend.
Too, is if you have a partner and they won't discuss their exes at all with you. Red flag, in my opinion.
Or if they say every single one of my exes were evil and crazy, and they're all gonna lie to you about who I am.
Go away. That's scary. Run away. Yeah.
You don't need all that.
Or if they're just like, you're like, wait a minute, I haven't seen my friends in months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you're like, wait a minute, I've never met any of their friends.
Yeah.
And they have no friends. Mm-mm.
Not.
Or
good.
All the friends are like significantly younger than them.
Oh yeah.
None their or own age.
This is low key. This might hurt some.
This might hurt some feelings, guys.
But if it's a man and they are the only straight man in an entirely queer friend group,
sometimes they're the goated ally. Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes they're sucking the bone marrow out of the gay people too.
Yeah, or they're waiting for the bisexual girls to break up with their girlfriends to be like, you're also into boys, right?
Literally.
Yeah.
Because this has happened to me many times. Where
guys,
all my friends are queer. I love queer people.
And then it's like,
and it's like, oh no, you love queer people.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're fetishizing queer people.
Basically.
Mm-mm. Stay weary. Especially in more artsy fartsy spaces, because
it's
kind of you're like, oh, you're into the same thing I am. You like let your guard down a little, like, oh, this person is a weirdo like me. Keep your guards up, guys. Keep your fucking dukes up. Guys,
And
stay vigilant, ladies, and theys, and men, and everyone.
And ladies, next time you talk to a guy and you go, wow, you're talking to me, and, you know, you're saying, you're so smart, you're so pretty, whatever, you're like, hey, are you into me? And they go, no. Just go, oh, okay, and remember my words.
Yeah.
You're so smart, I look up to you so much. Oh, why would I ever want you sexually? Ew.
Oh,
or
no.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. This is my girlfriend and she's, or boyfriend or whatever. And they're like chewing on the table.
She's 8 years younger than me.
Yeah, exactly. It's
she
like,
can't drink yet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've seen this many times.
Yeah. So stay vigilant. I know it's winter, so it's like cuffing season. So, you know, just make sure you're not spending the holidays with someone that you're going to regret.
Yeah, and if you're a girl and you're dating one of these people and you're dumbing yourself down, don't dumb yourself down.
Don't dumb yourself down. It's not going to do anything positive for you in the future at all. It will lead to more conflict.
Because even if you're smart, you're going to get manipulated.
Yeah,
so might as
getting
well be
manipulated
smart.
Does not have to do with your intelligence
level
at all.
Because it's at happened all. To all
look
three
at Scientology.
Of us and we're all geniuses.
Yes, basically. Look at Scientology.
That's
true. Look up Going Clear on YouTube, documentary. The whole reason the guy wrote the book and then like later the documentary was made about the movie is because it wasn't for an expose on Scientology, but he was interested in how intelligent people kept continually getting manipulated by this organization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone can be manipulated.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, stay safe and
disregard what was said at the beginning of the podcast, the clip at the beginning. You want someone that is like you and whose personality you like. Mm-hmm. Having things in common is awesome.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but that's just a bonus. You want to like the actual person.
Because what's going to happen when you have when you end up like Morgana Wolf, bro, from The Sims?
Yeah, man.
And your husband has commitment issues and doesn't want to have kids and your dream is to have kids.
And you're a nurse and a good person and he's a rich psychopath.
Yeah. Your life's going to suck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
on that note.
All right. Well, you know, you'll hear us in the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.